No, Eli could not be here. Not after all this time.
Who's the hottie?
Brooke asked as Ed Keach talked about something Whitney couldn't focus on. She turned back to face the front, crossing her arms. She couldn't believe that Linda Keach paired Eli with her. Surely she knew better. She could have fudged the schedule a bit so that trainers would help out with Thanksgiving instead. Eli would have never known. Brooke let out a little gasp.
You know the hottie.
Whitney snuck one more glance back at him and met Eli's eyes. Apparently, he hadn't stopped looking at her either. She huffed as she turned her attention back to Ed Keach. And not only do you know him, Brooke said, her eyes searching Whitney, but you dated him. Stop using your acute powers of observation on me. The moment Linda Keach ended the meeting, Whitney bolted up to her. Linda, I don't know if you knew how things ended with Eli and me. Linda Keach smiled and interrupted, saying,
Sweetie, everyone knew.
Then why pair us together for the decorations? This is the 40th anniversary of the fall market. Surely you want people who can actually work together to decorate. From the corner of her eye, Whitney saw Eli approaching, coming within hearing distance. She glanced his direction without letting her eyes fall directly on him, then turned back to Linda Keach. I'm sure he just got into town and probably isn't staying long.
Just pulled into town moments ago, Eli said, obviously having overheard. And I'll be staying 4 to 6 weeks to run trainers. Nice to see you, Whitney. You look amazing.
His voice came out low and deeper than she remembered. The last part had been quieter, like he only meant for her to hear it, and her cheeks flushed despite her express wishes that they wouldn't. See? Whitney said, holding both hands out to Eli, presenting the evidence of exactly why this wouldn't work. He just got into town, and he'll be running a business he's never run before. He'll need to spend his time getting his feet under him, not planning Main Street fall market decorations.
All true. Plus, I haven't seen what Main Street fall market decorations look like for the past 12 years.
Good. He was trying to get out of this, too. Linda Keach smiled as she placed one wrinkled hand lightly on each of their forearms.
We need you both. It'll all work out, I promise. You two will do great work together.
Then she turned, looped her arm in Ed Keach's, and they exited the room. Whitney forced a smile on her face and turned to Eli. Well, I guess we'll be working together. She had thought of him so many times over the past 12 years. She hadn't realized that all along she'd been picturing him as the 18-year-old version of himself. This 30-year-old man caught her off guard. Things would be so much easier if that extra 12 years hadn't looked so good on him.
Maybe we can get out of it somehow.
Whitney looked at Ed's and Linda's retreating figures. I'm sure you remember Ed and Linda. It's not going to happen. Eli grimaced.
Yeah, I'm not even sure that a death certificate from the coroner would be enough to get out of this.
Do you remember Old Man Roberts? He promised the Keaches that he'd provide bales of hay for the hayride one year, but he died before he actually provided them. They still mysteriously showed up, though, so I think you may be on to something.